In the pages of the Los Angeles Times, we read today of the death a couple of weeks ago of Arthur James Wellness, age 77. The name meant little to us, but when we read about what Mr. Wellness did, it seemed to us that he'd helped change the face of America. In the 1980s, Mr. Wellness was chairman of the Cabazon Band of Mission Indians in Riverside County, California. In 1983, the Cabazons, like a lot of Indian tribes, started running a high-stakes bingo game on their reservation, and they started running into trouble with local law enforcement. It was Mr. Wellness's band that went to the United States Supreme Court and beat the state of California 6-3. Just as Byron White's decision in California versus Cabazon Band of Mission Indians established the right to run gambling operations on Indian reservations. And joining us now is Mr. Wellness's lawyer in that case, Glenn Feldman, who's at his office in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program, and tell us how this case began.
Well, the case actually began 3 years earlier in 1980, when the Cabazons opened the first Indian-owned, tribally-owned poker room in California. And at that time, the city of Indio claimed that it had jurisdiction and that it prohibited card rooms within its boundaries, and the Indio police went in with a SWAT team and arrested about 100 people and shut the operation down, and we immediately went into court and spent 3 years litigating that case and eventually wound up with a ruling that the card room wasn't actually in the city of Indio. And immediately thereafter, the card room reopened, and the county of Riverside then came in with a SWAT team, arrested about 100 people, shut them down, and said, well, you may not be within the city of Indio, but you're certainly within Riverside County, and we have similar anti-poker laws, and that became the case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And we should say this was long before entire cable channels were sustained by the World Series of Poker. This was illegal in those days.
Well, the state and local authorities thought it was illegal. Art and the rest of the tribal council believed they had the right to conduct those games.
What was Art Wellness's motivation in all of this?
Art was chairman of the Cabazons at that time. He had been elected, I think, in 1978. And at that time, it really was very different in Indian country. I mean, today we see the casinos all over the country and think, man, these Indians must be getting rich. But at that time, you know, things were not good. And a lot of the tribal members were living in pretty dire straits. The poverty levels were very high, all kinds of social problems. And what Art was looking for was a means to bring the tribe out of those conditions and to provide jobs and revenues on the reservation.
This ruling of the Supreme Court didn't really clear the way for a casino still. That didn't come until a few years ago, that they could actually operate a big casino in California.
Well, there are a couple of requirements. I still represent the Cabazons.
Mm-hmm.
After the Cabazon decision in 1987, Congress passed the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act a year later in 1988. That act allows tribes and states to enter into what are called compacts for casino-style gaming. And after some fits and starts, there are now, I guess, about 70 tribes in California that have compacts authorizing those types of games.
Back in the 1980s, the Cabazons, when you represented them, were a couple of dozen people with some arid land and trying to make a go of it through bingo and poker. And today, they operate the Fantasy Springs Resort Casino.
That's correct. They've come a long way. It's a beautiful facility with a large casino that you would think could be sitting right in on the Strip in Las Vegas, and a very nice 200-room, 12-story hotel. Quite a bit of progress, I would say, over the years. Yeah, I think as I described to the court at that time, they had nothing out there but sand and sagebrush, and they've come a long way since then.
Well, Glenn Feldman, thank you very much for talking with us about the late Art Wellness. That's Glenn Feldman, who represented the Cabazon Band of Mission Indians. He attended the wake last week for the tribe's former chairman, Art Wellness, who died at age 77. Wellness was behind the Supreme Court case that made gaming legal on Indian lands.
Thank you for calling Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. For hotel reservations, press 1. If you know your party's extension, press 2. For a company directory, press 3. For the box office, press 4. For bingo, press 5. For Fantasy Lane.